And we have a couple students with us right now from Youth Enrichment Services. Last week, we had a few students from the organization, too. They recently made a presentation as part of their work in the City of Pittsburgh Youth Civic Leadership Academy. That was earlier this month. And each of these students had a chance to learn more about the City of Pittsburgh and to choose some projects to help improve things in the city. I'd like to get to know each of you a little better before we talk about the work you did. Could you each introduce yourself, maybe your grade, and if you have any shout-outs, this is the perfect time to do it.
Okay. I'm Trinity Owens. I'm in the 12th grade, and I go to an online school called PA Virtual. I guess my best shout-out is my mother and my father, and shout-out to my entire family that's listening at home.
Aren't there any things in particular you enjoy doing beyond this work? Any hobbies or passions?
I am a big crafter. My biggest thing is I love to crochet. I love to do a lot of digital artwork, and especially this program I've helped out a bit with their digital marketing, and it has genuinely been such a fun experience, not only getting to use some of my passions with the program, but also just exploring some of my passions, like the digital art, just a lot more. I love to craft in every single way. I love to draw. I love a good zine. I love to paint, even though I might not be the best at it. I also am a big cooker and baker, so that is like, if you cannot find me, I'm probably baking at the moment, and that is where I am.
I love your attitude that even if you're not necessarily good, just do it, even
yeah.
if you're not certain about it. Do you know what you're going to do after graduating?
Yeah, I'm going to be at CCAC for business, which I am very excited about because I will also be joining a lot of my friends at CCAC, and I'm just so excited to get to know so many new people and get to learn so much more.
Boy, if you're, are you going to be on the north side here?
Yeah.
There are so many great facilities. There are at all of the campuses, but the north side recently added a great culinary school, brand new. And even though you're studying business, they've mm-hmm. upgraded their classrooms as well. So it should be great.
That'll be amazing. Every single time we come through the north side, there's something new that I haven't noticed that I would love to check out.
I'm glad to hear that. Well, let's meet who's next to you. I'll let you introduce yourself.
Okay.
And tell us a little bit about you.
My name is Jimda Lewis Aguza. I attend the Pittsburgh Science and Technology Academy, and I'm in the ninth grade currently. And I would just like to shout out the group I worked with at YCLA because they really also held it down. And, like, we did a good job, and we worked together so well, and I could not have asked for, like, a better group. And I would also like to shout out my family, of course, because they're always there for me, especially my sister. She's always like a helping hand, and she's always there to talk to me. And my dad, he helped a lot with the project, like, and he helped my group see like the economical side of things, and that was like a really big insight to help us. And we also talked about that during our presentation, which was really helpful because it enhanced our project a lot.
That's great. What's your sister's name?
Chimdi.
And do you have any passions that you'd like to talk about?
I like doing things that, like, I think bring me peace. Like, I don't know. I like doing things. I just like doing random things. Like, I try not to overwork myself. And also, a big thing about me is, like, I also overwork myself when I don't try to overwork myself. Like, I'm a, like, I'm an overachiever in a way. Like, I like to do anything that comes up new, like any new thing to do, any like program, any leadership role in the school, I'm there. Anybody that needs help in school, I'm there. So
that's a great way to be. But it's good that you know that about yourself too, so as not to overcommit. It sounds like that's what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Well, did you each have a different project?
Yes.
Great. I'd love to learn about what you did. Trinity, why don't we talk about yours? And this is part of the City of Pittsburgh Youth Civic Leadership Academy. Youth Enrichment Services is the organization that supported these two women as they went through YCLA. What did you do as a project?
So each of our projects...
Oh, hang on a minute. I'm sorry.
No problem. So each of our projects are based on problems in our own neighborhood. So I'm based in the Hill District, and our project was focused on how the Hill District was a food desert, or I should say is a food desert, and what we should do to fix it. We also were working on how it came to be. It's honestly very surprising how long this has been a problem and how long it took us to get to some solutions. We are back again a food desert now, but we were on and off a little bit for about 9 years. We had a grocery store, I believe it was in 2017.
The Shore Fawn, I think before Salim's, there was another store.
Yeah, it was the Shop and Save.
Or
that
Shop
we had
and Save,
there.
That's
yeah.
It.
The Shop and Save, honestly, when I was growing up, that's what I remembered being there. And then in 2019, that had gone away. And then we had the Salims for about a year in like 2024. And then we don't have anything now again. But before that Shop and Save, we were a food desert for about 63 years straight.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is amazing. And I know from spending time on the Hill and having friends on the Hill, you want to do grocery shopping. A lot of people go to the south side for the nearest store that has fresh fruits and vegetables, which is incredible to think about. There are two very large grocery stores within 2 miles of where I live, and to think you have to go that far away. Did you look at the root causes of why the Hill is a food desert?
So originally, before that, what started that 63-year period of us being a food desert was the redistribution of the Lower Hill, which destroyed many local grocery stores. It was through the redevelopment and us trying to basically relocate, it was kind of put on a back burner to fix that. And then once we did get a new grocery store, we've been told that we don't have enough people in the Hill to sustain one. But also, I do know that there's a lot of people moving downtown, and they also do not have many grocery stores. And Oakland is also considered a food desert. So this will honestly be able to help many people across the city of Pittsburgh rather than just all of us here.
Did you come up with some solutions or recommendations?
Yes, we did. So we had a couple recommendations. Our biggest one was to repurpose abandoned buildings for either community-owned or community-run grocery stores. When I say community-owned, I mean we all put in some money and we all technically own it, but a board runs it and we use it like a regular grocery store. When I say community-run, or some people will call it a co-op, it means that we all put in a little bit of money and we all technically work a shift there. So there's about 10 to 12,000 people in the Hill District around that. And you would very likely not have to work a shift very often. When I say work a shift, I mean like you might have to bag groceries like once every 6 months. But we all technically own it. We're all helping to maintain the grocery store. And we are all benefiting from it. So it's basically run by all of us.
That's
and we
a
all
great
get to help.
That's a great idea. Others you want to share that came out, or is that the main one?
Yeah. So we also were considering a shuttle service. So it'll take us either from a local point or straight from our homes to other grocery stores while they're working on getting one in our neighborhood. It would be much better than, I know we do have a couple bus lines that take us to the Giant Eagle and Southside and to the Market District in East Liberty, but taking us straight from our homes to a grocery store is not only much more efficient, it's much better for the environment. And
well, and you come back, it limits your ability as to how much food you can bring back with you.
Yeah.
If you had a shuttle service, you actually, I suspect, could bring more back.
Mm-hmm.
And it's ideally going to be less than mass transit and certainly less than an Uber or Lyft to get there. Great ideas.
Thank
Anything
you.
Else about your project?
I would just like to say it genuinely was so much fun to be able to work with my group on this project. We also got to know so much more about our community. We did a lot of community research about our history. And even while we were having these problems, we are such a rich neighborhood, and we are such a community-based neighborhood. You can ask anybody in the Hill District. Our favorite part of the neighborhood is the people and how much we support each other. Even though we have these problems, a lot of people are helping each other to make a way around it. So whether it is services where we are delivering groceries to certain homes, because we do have a lot of elderly in the Hill District and a lot of multifamily homes. So whether it's going straight to their homes to help out or taking a jitney, or we are known to help each other. That is our favorite thing to do.
I'm glad you expressed it that way. We are going to talk about the project that Jim DeLue has in just a moment. We're going to welcome two additional students who are here today, too, as part of the program. So, Jim DeLue, I'd like to hear about your project.
My group researched gentrification in East Liberty, and East Liberty was originally known to be the downtown of the East Side, and that was its purpose. Like, it was meant to be a place for businesses and all that, but the urban redevelopment plan failed, I'm pretty sure, and then that caused like a downfall in the neighborhood. And now we see like people trying to bring the neighborhood back up, but they're also doing it in a negative way, where it's displacing residents that have lived there for like 10 to 20 years and kicking them out of like a place that seemed like all they knew. And there are so many ways to like prevent that or reduce the effects of gentrification all around East Liberty. And basically, like, when you go to East Liberty, you see one side, it looks freshly done, and then you see the street across, it looks like run down or like nobody has lived in there for 10 years or so. So my group just wanted to raise awareness on that, and we researched the ways you could reduce the problems, like community land trust and so, and helping like with the funding of residents and so, yeah.
Are there solutions you found that you personally think would be a great idea that kind of open your eyes to, hey, we could solve this?
Yes. We researched a lot on opportunities and the lack of opportunities in the neighborhood. So if somebody has a job that could sustain their house, then the opportunity should be provided for that, because one person could have this big job and one person could be searching for opportunities and they have to maybe go out of their neighborhood to find that opportunities, and that's not fair. And so basically a rise in opportunities could help.
I really like the way you're putting this, and there's been a lot of new development in East Liberty, but the problem is it's displacing people. I mean, new development can be really good, but if it means you're displacing people from their homes, there's got to be a better way, right?
Yes.
Anything else you'd like to tell us about your project?
Not really. I feel like that was the nutshell of it. Like, you see people raising awareness. Like, we read a lot of articles. We watched a lot of videos of people and residents also talking about the issue, but you don't really see anything being done. And maybe in the future, that could change, and that's, like, our hope for it.
I think it will with you being involved. I mean, you're 15 now and have done some outstanding work, and you'll have a chance to keep going, too. Thank you. We have two additional students that are with us from Youth Enrichment Services. If you're just joining us, these teens had a presentation as part of the Youth Civic Leadership Academy earlier this month, really just about 10 days ago or so. And Jalen is here. First, I'd love to learn more about you, Jalen. Can you introduce yourself and let us know, you know, your grade, school, all that stuff?
So my name is Jalen Stanford. I am a senior at Westinghouse. I graduate soon in June. I graduate June 10th, and I will be attending Slippery Rock University on a football scholarship and to major in sports management and business. More about me is I'm from Homewood. I like to play football, basketball, a variety of sports. I'm really outgoing. I like to do a lot of activities with my friends, my family. Just that's just more about me.
It's nice to meet you. And while we're meeting, let's meet Paige. Hi.
Hi, my name is Paige Oliver. I'm a senior at Penn Hills High School. This fall, I'm attending Howard University to study computer science and political science. And, yeah.
Well, congratulations to both of you. Those are great schools and great future opportunities. Paige, do you want to talk about your project?
Yeah, so I had the same one as Trinity. I heard her talking about it. She kind of covered everything to a T. We had the food desert in the Hill District. I live in Penn Hills, so when we researched the Hill District, it was like an eye-opener for me because I didn't really know about the food desert on the Hill District. I have members who live on the Hill District, but they always went outside of it, and I never knew the why. I never knew how long and things like that. So when we did our research, it was very eye-opening for me. And I also think our research helped a lot of other people see what was going on as well. We definitely raised awareness, especially like with our interviews and things like that. We've seen how the community members feel about the food desert in the Hill District.
Sometimes it's really hard to know how bad it can be unless you get a chance to really embed yourself in the community. And it might be hard to know how much better it could be without that interaction, too. People might think, isn't it like this everywhere? But it really is something to think about. Did anybody, I know in Manchester, occasionally a Giant Eagle truck will come kind of as a mobile supermarket. From what I gather, it's not a perfect solution. Is that happening in the Hill at all?
It is not. Trinity actually, she brought that up for in a recommendation for the Hill District, like us having a mobile food truck because grocery store food truck, because we do not have one. And like I said before, the Hill District members have to travel outside of their neighborhood, which can be very daunting, especially on the community members, especially on the older people, because it's harder to move around. So, yeah, that's a good idea to have one in the Hill District.
Yeah, and I don't know. I like the idea of the co-op a lot that Trinity was describing. A lot of older people, even younger people, like to go to the store frequently.
Yes.
Too. A lot of people, they want their food fresh. They want to get it that day, not keep it around for a while. Jalen, what was your project?
So my project was about the Homewood food desert and the Homewood vacancy. So learning about Homewood and researching it, the food desert has been happening for around 40 years. And like it was a predominantly white neighborhood. But when the violence and when the gangs started coming into play in Homewood, the white residents took their, like, they left and they also took their businesses with them. So it left vacancies in houses, it left vacancies in buildings, it left just a lot of things that can go wrong in the Homewood, in the Homewood community. So there's like the food desert, there's the closest grocery store for us is the East Liberty grocery store, the East Liberty Giant Eagle.
Wow. Wow.
The East Hills Giant Eagle also. And we have a Giant Eagle in Water Works that a lot of our residents go to. But a lot of our residents are older and can't travel how they used to when they were younger.
So it's incredible when you think about it. A basic human need to eat is something you have difficulty doing because it's simply not easy. It's for lack of transportation and convenience of having a store in your neighborhood. Store in your neighborhood helps to unite a community, too.
Yeah, and there's a lot of vacant houses that are high on rent. Like, the rent in Homewood is twice as much as people are making at their annual salary for their jobs. So it's just, they're like, the residents are having to leave because of how much their rent is and they can't afford it.
Why do you think the rent is so high?
Like population?
Do you think they're trying to get a certain kind of person?
Yeah.
I didn't want to put words in your mouth, but it seems to me that would be the reason. If you have a lot of vacant buildings, you would think, let's get them filled up with lower rent, but it sounds like that's not the goal. Did you make some recommendations to the city?
We talked to our city council member, and we were just asking to like see if we can get grocery stores in our neighborhood or like just convenience stores that have fresh produce that can help the neighborhood and the community come together as a whole. But me personally, I don't think that it will happen because of how much violence is in Homewood, how much the kids treat everything in Homewood. Like, there's a lot of programs and businesses that tell the youth that they can't come in because of how they act and how they are viewed.
Do you think that's most youth or a relatively small number?
It's majority of the youth. Like, some youth are mature enough to realize, oh, we're not supposed to do this. But some youth can change how the whole youth is viewed and the whole youth is looked at.
I wonder, Trinity's idea of a co-op, her group's idea, is that something that you all looked at too?
No, we didn't look at that. We kind of just looked on the housing part instead of like just the food desert. Like, yeah, we looked at the food desert, but we looked more on housing instead of just mainly focusing on the food desert. We're trying to find a way that we can lower the rent for the low income families that aren't making as much as high income families.
That's a good goal. And you mentioned talking to your council person. Any ideas for how to get rent down? Would it be subsidies or working with landlords?
I think we just have to work with landlords to make it like go down. Like, you're putting new houses in the Homewood community, but you're making it twice as much as they're making annual, like their salary at their jobs. So I don't think, like, yeah, there you can make nice houses, but make them affordable for the community that you're putting them in. Like, yeah, you could put those nice houses in, like, Penn Hills or Aliquippa or, like, some township that has, like, a good salary. But I don't think for the Homewood community and the Homewood as a whole, I don't think you should put those nice houses and make them so high that people can't afford to live in.
Do you think better housing would lead to less violence?
I don't think better housing will lead to less violence. I think better housing will lead to more violence because you see, like, oh, there's all these different type of houses. There's all these nice houses. There's probably people that make a lot of money living in these houses.
Oh, man.
And then they try to, like, want to go in their houses and rob them to see what they have.
So it's complicated,
yeah.
To try to solve it. You all have done great work. I wish we had more time to talk about it. Did any of you want to add something to the conversation that you didn't get a chance to mention? You sure? I want to thank all of you, and I hope you all, three of you, are graduating. Oh, Paige, go ahead.
I just want to say something about the Youth Civic Leadership Academy, like the program. I think that, like, every kid, if they can, should sign up and join it. It's definitely an eye-opener. You meet, like, a lot of people from different backgrounds. Like, everybody in my group, none of us knew each other from a can of paint when we first started. But I do think, like, towards the end of it, we definitely formed a really good bond. Even, like, with other groups, like the Homewood group, the Celebrity group, like, I feel like we all formed, like, really good bonds from the program. And we might have went in it. Like, some people was, like, antisocial or introverted. And, like, after the program, you had, like, a bond with more people. You had, like, a new family in a sense. So I do think that everyone should join the YES Academy, the YES program, even if it's not the Youth Civic Leadership Academy. They have other programs too you can join. I know the summer's also coming up too. They have programs. So yeah, that's one thing I have to say is I think that you should be able to join it. I just say we also just recently went to DC for the Youth Advocacy Day with Dr. Jones. It was really nice. We got to meet a lot of Congress, people in Congress, things like that. So yeah, that's my one piece that you should join.
Thank you, Paige. Anybody else?
I just want to shout out the other groups that we had because they genuinely had some amazing projects that they worked on, and the people that weren't able to be here to talk about their projects, they genuinely worked insanely hard over the couple months that we were also working with them, and it was so cool to see at our last symposium how everything came together. So, yeah, just shout out to everybody that also worked with us.
Well, it makes me feel wonderful to know that there are not only you, but other young people thinking about community issues and working to solve them. That's what it's going to take. And it may require, it probably will, a sustained effort beyond what you're doing now. But most good things do take a while. So thank you, all of you. I know there's a lot of places to be on a Saturday. I'm glad you could be here live with us. I hope we'll see you again here, too.
Thank you.